board to adopt it at that meeting.
Sorry for my misguided motion. I want to say that this looks very, very thorough and exhaustive and very fair to our tenants and gives them ample time and is within the law. So thank you, Larry, and the staff for crafting that.
Thank you. Do you have a report to go along with this, or is this just a report in the packet?
If there's members of the public that would, if you'd like me to give a, I could give a less than 5 minutes if you wanted.
That would be courteous.
Okay, so just really quickly, this is a rendition of the Nordic Aqua Farms expansion project, which shows the approximately 600,000 square foot. These buildings in the foreground are the existing buildings that's there. And this front part of the building would be, is what would be torn out. The current lease area includes this lease area, this option one, this option two area, the option three area, and what we're looking at is a new expanded option four area. And if we kind of zoom in on that, what that looks like is that it's taking out a portion of the shops and stores building, but this front portion of the building, which contains the Harbor District's maintenance shop as well as Pacific Flake, would remain there. And so the businesses that would be relocated are currently housed in this portion of the shops and stores building. And so we've identified these specific buildings and the square footage, what the uses are, and the terms of their existing leases, and then who would be responsible for the relocation. And so the Harbor District was responsible for the two month-to-month tenants that we have. And so in essence, within the relocation plan, the first and most important thing is, you know, we're do not move. We're not asking you to move. This is not an instruction to move out. if you move out before you get, if you move out before you get formal notice, then you might not be able to get some assistance. And so we think that it would occur at the earliest of April of 2021. That would be the earliest. And again, we will put out a formal notice that we're asking to initiate the relocation process. And there'll be at least 90 days advance notice of that. These requirements are laid out in California's relocation laws. And as part of that, you would be entitled to advisory assistance, which is kind of like assistance with a real estate broker or another entity to help you to find a place. And then there's also some financial assistance for expenses such as direct moving expenses, rent differential if the new place is a little bit higher than the current rent, for looking for a site. And then if there's some specific improvements that may need in order for your equipment or other things, that they may be also be eligible. Within each one of those, there are maximum assistance amounts that are spelled out in state laws, and that there is an option within state law that allows for negotiated fixed payments in lieu of actual moving expenses. And again, there's a cap on what that fixed payment amount would be, but there is a mechanism that you could negotiate fixed payment expenses. And so again, I would request that the board open it up for comments. And then if anybody has any comments, then don't hesitate to contact myself at lotker@humboldtbay.org, and we'll try to get those incorporated into the document if we can.
Thank you. Will this draft plan be posted anywhere for people to be able to see to make comments on as well? Is it on our website?
Yes, it's on the front page of our website. If you go to the, what we're trying to do is on the front page at the very, very top, there's an item which is the Nordic Aqua Farms, and we have the existing lease agreement, the lease amendment, all the pertinent documents that we are having that are associated with this Nordic Aqua Farms project are all uploaded on the website at that location. And this relocation is on there as well.
Great, thank you. Do we have any comments from the board on this? Okay, hearing none, are there any comments from the public on this?
Ken Sawatsky, yes, please.
Go ahead.
I agree with Patrick Higgins on this one. This particular item seems to be well-researched. I appreciate the transparency. I appreciate that Chris or whoever is reaching out to your tenants to let them know. Hopefully someone will be speaking on that. But I've seen some of these things where proper notice wasn't done. You didn't cross your, people didn't cross their T's or I's, and they end up with litigation that is horrendous. So this package, my compliments to on this package. It's kind of on one end of the spectrum, but I'll be making comments on the next lease, number C, which is on the opposite end of the spectrum as far as those things. So good job on this one.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Okay, again, I agree with Pat and Kent. This good job on this. It seems very thorough, so thank you for the good work. And let's move on to item C, approve a lease agreement with Danco for the use of the Harbor District's ocean outfall pipeline for the new town of Samoa wastewater treatment plant discharge.
Let me try again and I'll move. This is Pat Higgins.
This is Ryan. Pat, I just hold the motion at this point, pending a staff report and an update on the actual lease agreement form.
Thank you. I will do so.
Thank you, Ryan. So can we hear the report, Larry? And Larry, looks like you're muted.
Within the Samoa Peninsula, the area between the town of Samoa and the pulp mill, you know, were owned by primarily two different companies over the years, and they basically switched properties. As one needed additional property, then they would go back and forth. And so there's a whole variety of different agreements that are associated with this. This is the pulp mill, and here's where our ocean outfall pipe is located with the headworks in this location. There's a new wastewater treatment plant that is in this area over here that is going to be constructed. It's already received permits from the North Coast Water Quality Control Board, and it's anticipated that it will be on the agenda for the Coastal Commission very soon, and under construction and in operation in September, October time period. Basically, from the wastewater treatment plant, the intention is to go down Vance Avenue and then to connect into the wastewater, or I'm sorry, the ocean outfall that's controlled by the Harbor District. Again, within the town of Samoa, this is the master plan that they have. This area in blue, the wastewater treatment plant would be constructed right here in this location. And then the pipeline that would go from the wastewater treatment plant, the discharge pipeline, would go down Vance Avenue and then connect into the Harbor District's ocean outfall pipe in this location. And so what we're asking the board to do is to authorize us to draft and approve a lease amendment for the use of the ocean outfall for a term which runs concurrently with the State Lands Commission lease that we have on the ocean outfall, which currently goes to 2038, and that the rate for the use of the discharge out the ocean outfall would be set by a rate study that would be approved by the Harbor District Board, and that our intention is to bring that rate study back to the board at your regular meeting in June. And so that's my staff recommendation. Did I get that correct, Ryan?
Yes, I just add that the lease agreement will be drafted to include and incorporate by reference the State Lands Commission lease under which the district holds the outfall, and that all the terms of the State Lands Commission lease, including effluent restrictions, restrictions on use, and the indemnity obligations would be included within the draft, and that the draft would come back to the board for final ratification in final form on May 28th.
But we still need a motion this evening?
Yeah, it'd be a motion to authorize the executive director to draft a lease consistent with those material terms and to bring back a final form on May 28th.
I will move that. All right, I yield to Larry. I second.
You've been trying so hard to get that motion in there, Patrick.
I know it. I missed it again. Good, Larry.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion here from the board?
I'm really pleased to see us be able to help Dan Coe. I think he's revitalizing the Samoa Peninsula there, and our partnership's a good thing. The trails, the easement questions, I'd like to see that's all cleared up. And it's great to have a cooperative working relationship with a productive person in the private, and firm in the private sector.
And this, one thing before you make your motion, I'm sorry, go ahead, Larry.
I just wanted to clarify because this is going to be turned over or assigned to the community service district. So we have to have that kind of language in this lease, right?
That's correct. It will be assignable by Samoa Pacific Group to the Peninsula CSD. Any other assignment would require the written consent of the district.
Right. Okay.
Did you have something you wanted to add, Larry?
Well, the concern that is the Coastal Commission's waiting for, some form of an agreement. So, because they can't take it to the Coastal Commission without some form of an agreement. And so I would hope that you would give me direction, to sign a letter of intent or some other form of an agreement that would enable the project to move forward with the application under the terms that Ryan had outlined.
So Larry, you want to amend your motion? I'll second.
I absolutely want to amend it to accommodate that.
All right. And I second.
Do we need an actual statement of what the motion is now, that it's to sign a letter of intent under the terms present?
As well as to develop the document.
I think what the original motion allowed was to authorize the executive director to sign it and bring it back for ratification. Larry, do you think having it executed but subject to board ratification would be sufficient for Coastal Commission purposes?
Yeah, I think that would be great. I think that
okay.
Would
be good.
We give you some latitude with the motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can restate the motion, and then if you like, I'm happy to
do that.
Yeah, since we've changed it, let's do that just so there's clarity.
So the motion would be to authorize the executive director to draft and execute a lease agreement for the use of the outfall pipe to Samoa Pacific Group, consistent with the terms discussed, and to bring back to the board for ratification of the final draft at the board's regular meeting on May 28th.
Are Larry and Patrick?
Yep, that's it.
That's what I understand, yes.
Perfect. Okay, before I bring it to the public, anything else from the board? Okay, do we have any members of the public who would like to comment on this item?
Ken Sawatsky, yes, please.
Go ahead, sir.
So this is Agenda C, I believe. It says approve a lease agreement with Danco. You just mentioned some other name of some other organization, so it's not agendized for what you're doing. It's for use of the Harbor District's Ocean Outfall Pipeline for the new town of Samoa Wastewater Treatment Plant Discharge. Nowhere in there is it agendized that you're going to do any other kind of letter or anything else. I appreciate the fact that you're going to redo this lease, because the lease you had there was an aberration. The public has no idea. You have not directed any terms in this meeting right now as far as what you're going to do, as far as the lease things go. So you're doing the opposite of transparency. If you have terms, they should have been agendized here. The recommendation by staff was to execute a lease agreement. Well, I appreciate the fact you're not doing that, because I believe that would have violated the Brown Act, because you don't have a copy of the actual agreement. I'm just trying to clarify and make sure everybody's crossing their T's and dotting their I's as far as policy, procedure, and protocol. I realize that Mr. Johnson is famous for coming and waving his hands in the air and saying, I have to have something right now. If I don't have it, I'm going to lose my money. I'm going to lose my project. But this is getting very old, and that's not enable the public to understand what's actually going on here. If you were to read the lease that you actually had on the agenda, there's no terms in there. There's no attachments. There's no anything available for us to make any kind of assessment. It just has placeholders in it, and we don't have a clue what you're doing here. This is property of the lands of the state, I believe, and it falls under the guidelines of that. And if you're not following a normal process and procedure, we don't know what the rates are. I highly think that the public would like to have some input on how those rates are structured. There doesn't appear to be any deposit for this particular lease. None of those terms are in here. I can't see how you can go forward under the Brown Act and make this motion and carry this through without potentially violating the Brown Act, and definitely are violating transparency. It smells of something happening behind the scenes without any public input. And for something of this size and this magnitude, I think the public has the right to participate. So I'm objecting to you moving forward with this based upon those particular legal issues.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments from the public? Hearing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Any further discussion from the board?
I am under the feeling that we are moving on more of the second item of the recommendation, and the public is going to see completely the lease with more detail, but because of the way the government works, we need to make an action now. We are going to be consistent with state lands, existing lease. We're going to be consistent with rates that will be determined for public public rate determined by the study that is out, and results should be back before the next meeting, so we can plug in those blanks. But this allows for a community to take a step closer to realization, as well as the whole movement of safety for a sewer system for the peninsula. So I'm okay with leaving a couple things blank and giving the direction from the commission to our executive director to bring us the rest of the information and the completed document for approval at the next meeting.
One thing I failed to say is that Adam is current, we've been in consultation with the State Lands Commission, and Adam is currently preparing the application for a sublease with the State Lands Commission. And so the plan is that the item will be on the August agenda for the State Lands Commission for their approval of a sublease for this use.
Thank you. And it would be my understanding that this is a lesser action than what was agendized. And so I don't feel that there's any issue with the Brown Act on that. Anything else from the board?
Yes. Yes, I would like to ask our legal counsel, since he's here, whether, I mean, we've been told that we're in violation of the Brown Act. Do you have a opinion on this?
Yeah, the action the board has taken is clearly within the agendized item. It's a lesser action. With respect to the motion that's being made, it's a motion to draft and bring back for ratification the final lease document, which would be included, of course, with the agenda packet for the regular meeting and published, 72 hours in advance. So I don't have any concerns with respect to the Brown Act.
Thank you.
Question?
Yes, Patrick?
Call a question maybe, Stephen?
Oh, yeah, that's I was about to do, and then I thought you were had a question. So could you call a roll call vote, Larry?
Yes, Commissioner Higgins.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
Commissioner Doss.
Yes.
Commissioner Dale.
Yes.
And President Coleman.
Yes. So the motion passes, and we will move on to the next item. Item B, consider authorizing purchase of an easement fee title lease under other real property agreement on the Samoa Peninsula, Humboldt County, with assessor's parcels numbers 401-111-006 from Green Diamond Resource Company and or Simpson Paper Company.
I recommend that you table this item.
I move to table this item.
I'll second.
We have a motion and second on tabling this item. Any discussion? Anything from the public?
Jens Sawatzky, yes, please.
Go ahead, sir.
I strongly appreciate you tabling this one. I didn't see any kind of the agreements in the agenda. Maybe they were there somewhere. And of course, there is case law regarding agreements being in there if you're going to execute them, and they aren't actually functionally there to actually execute. And this I don't think that the taking action on this would have been even close to being exempt from a Brown Act violation. Well, the other one was kind of a little bit on the line. So thank you for the opportunity to speak on item D. Thank you for tabling this.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments from the public? Hearing none, we have a motion and second to table. Can you call a vote, Larry?
Commissioner Higgins.
Yep.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
Commissioner Doss.
Yes.
Commissioner Dale.
Yes.
And President Coleman.
Yes. Okay, moving on to permits. Consideration of extension for permit number 2018-01 Caltrans Eureka Arcata Corridor Project.
So moved.
I second.
Do you have a report on this one?
Sure. So the Harbor District issued a permit to Caltrans, as you're aware, for the Eureka Arcata Corridor project. Harbor District permits need to be extended annually. This is a 2 to 3 year project. So they've started some vegetation clearing, but it'll be a couple more years on the project. So the Caltrans is requesting an extension to keep doing their work.
Sounds good. Any discussion from the board?
Pretty pro forma, I'm for it.
Okay, hearing nothing else from the public?
Ken Sawatzky, yes, please.
Go ahead, sir.
I also support this. I appreciated the explanation by Adam. He made it clear to me why they were changing the project. Basically, they were downsizing it. Apparently, just for transparency, as far as I can tell, of course, I wasn't called back by the gal there that was making the request for the extension, but apparently some of the floodgates have already been repaired, and therefore they were deleted from this particular project. And I always appreciate keeping those flood gains maintained, and I strongly support going ahead and giving the extension to the request in person on this.
All right. Do we have any other comments from the public? Hearing none, I'll bring it back up to the board for a vote.
Can I confirm who made the motion and the second? I'm sorry.
Greg made the motion. I second.
Thank you. Commissioner Doss.
Yes.
Commissioner Dale.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
Commissioner Higgins.
Yep.
And President Coleman.
Yes. So that passes, and we are moving on to adjournment. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
So, Larry and Stephen, tomorrow morning?
Oh, yeah.
Bright and early.
8 o'clock.
8:30, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Good night, everyone.
And then you can channel.
Good night now.
After that, to sign checks.
Guys, have a great week. Take care.